Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am in. Vincent Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, Jr. The examinee had his wife complete his intake questionnaire information due to his brain injury. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this way, Mr. Watkins is a 44-year-old male who was injured at work on 12-4-17. But at that time, he fell approximately 20 feet from a bucket truck. He believes he injured his brain, clavicle, cervical lumbar spine, ribs, rotator cuff, and was seen at Atlantic Care Regional Medical Center emergency room the same day. Period. Further evaluation leading to diagnosis of traumatic brain injury, cervical and lumbar spine injury. Period. Surgery included a procedure to insert a PEG tube and discontinue it because he developed an abscess in the abdomen. At this juncture, he receives ongoing treatment that is only follow-up when needed about once time per year. This includes a neurology visit with Dr. Martinez, neurosurgical visit with Dr. De La Soda, a psychiatric visit with Dr. Glass. Insert the summary. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears. Normal neurologic, he had occasional halting speech. Extremities, upper inspection revealed multiple short scars bilaterally that he attributed to tree work. Motion in both shoulders was full in each independent sphere without crepitus or tenderness. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttocks level bilaterally. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed multiple short scars bilaterally that he attributed to tree work. Skin was otherwise normal in color, tugger, and temperature. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was to 45 degrees, extension 50 degrees, bilateral rotation 35 degrees, with side bending right 35 degrees and left 30 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a physiologic but hesitant gait. He did not use a handheld assist device and did not have a limp or a foot drop. Impressions on 12-4-17. Vincent Watkins fell approximately 20 feet from a bucket truck while at work. He was airlifted to Atlantic Cape Regional Medical Center emergency room the same day. His mental status was altered and his Glasgow coma scale was only 3T. He underwent numerous imaging studies as noted above. He also had specialist consultations with Doctors Yu, XU of physical medicine, neurosurgical consult, orthopedic consult, He remained hospitalized over the next several days, during which time he received supportive care. On 4-8-21, he was seen by Dr. Glass. At that juncture, he continued to work at Lowe's and felt he was doing well. He acknowledged feeling situational depression and is not depressed in the, quote, disease, end quote, concept. New paragraph, I'll offer impairment ratings relative to the head slash brain, cervical spine, lumbar spine, ribs, and upper extremities. It is impressive that he has been able to return to the workforce. period